This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You're listening on GCN Live. Hey, listen, head over to my website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a gazillion of five things you can do up there. You can also comment on other writers' pieces, that kind of stuff. I think we have at least a half a dozen, if not like nine writers. So check it out. Comment on it. Take the poll. That kind of thing. So the this stuff infuriates me. This backseat second guessing wars that we've been through in the past. Because we know how much the left likes to twist the information, twist history. They'll tell you they're just trying to tell you the truth. You know, like Pelosi did in that first segment. Yeah, there's no truth there. No truth to be found. So anyhow, the Brian Williams. Oh, that was not too smart. Brian Williams said that the reason we dropped, well, here, let's hear what he has to say. Why they let this guy back on the air? I'm at a total loss.
And Brian, just a word, two men you know very well, Dick Lugar and Sam Nunn, the fact that they had this nuclear threat initiative and that they controlled, through a bipartisan act of Congress, controlled the spread of nuclear materials. Non-state actors, materials, even in this age of terror, all these decades after the end of the Cold War, is just remarkable, and I don't think they get enough credit for it.
It is, and that is still the threat that people worry about, that this material will fall into the wrong hands. If people have found the U.S. to be preachy in the years since Hiroshima and Nagasaki about the use of nuclear weapons, it's because we're the only nation to have used them in anger. Sometimes I am amazed that the world has been without these weapons all the years since, but it is a point of great pride by the people who've seen to it.
You know, we had the weapons. It's not that we've not had them. We have the weapons. We could wipe out many people. We haven't done it. We haven't even threatened to do it. We don't even know if these puppies will turn on. Right? But we the only, see, and the president used those exact words. We are the only nation to use nuclear weapons in anger. We weren't angry. Because if we were angry, if we were the pieces of work that Mr. Williams and other liberals, the loons on the left, say that we are, we wouldn't have stopped there. We had to make it. We could have made more bombs. We could have wiped out, we could have annihilated a whole group of people. Japan would be a radioactive lake today. I'm sorry, not a lake. Be part of the ocean. Be a radioactive sandbar at this point. But we didn't do that. And the people of the day, including the soldiers, you know, Brian, you've never been in war. Not really. Okay, whose butt have you saved by picking up a gun and having to kill somebody else? Or taking a bullet for somebody else? Or. No, you and Mrs. Clinton would have been a great couple. Think about it. The two of you can't find the truth, but you could have been lying to each other all through your marriage, and everything would have been rosy. But to say that we used it in anger, like we lashed out in anger to wipe out a people, no, we did not. We used those bombs to make sure that millions of Americans didn't die. Because you know why? Because, yeah, at that particular point in time, we were more important. We were not the aggressors. We were not the ones starting that. And this is why this stuff, I keep telling you how important it is to make sure your kids understand history. The Japanese didn't even declare war on us until after they bombed us. There was nothing going on. We weren't fighting with them at that particular point in time. They attacked us on a Sunday morning while we were sleeping. From a non-combat. These were not, again, these weren't our enemy. So even if we saw their ships off the coast, we probably wouldn't have gone, we probably would not have been crazy about what was happening. Because we just didn't know. So, Brian, you are incorrect. And what you're assuming and what you're saying is so wrong. Just so wrong. And again, these are the loons on the left doing these things. Right? And he goes on to say, if people have found the U.S. to be preachy in the years since Hiroshima and Nagasaki about the use of weapons because we are the only nation that used them in anger, not preachy. See, we may have used them in anger, but not to take over. No, I don't believe we did. I'm answering him. We didn't use them to take over a country. We didn't use them to threaten another country that if we didn't like what they were doing. We used them to stop another country from wiping out millions more Americans. And even if not millions, hundreds of thousands of more Americans. And don't tell me that we killed millions of Japanese. We did not. Okay? It's that simple. And I believe the reason that other countries haven't used, or you know, like Russia and others during the Cold War, I believe the reason they haven't used the nuclear bombs is because they knew that we were the keepers. We were the protectors of the rest. Yeah, not anymore, though. Why do you think China's running loose over there and building islands and what have you? Or claiming islands. They're building islands. They're not claiming islands. They're claiming islands after they build them. Think of that. Because nobody here is going to stop them. Nobody. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. I'll be back in a couple of minutes. Don't go far.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885 or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
The best kept secret in the firearms business is CDNNSports.com. CDNN Sports is the largest firearms liquidator in the U.S. We've got optics, accessories, gun parts, magazines, ammunition, and more. Sign up for our email specials today for the best gun deals, period. You will also be entered to win a Winchester 101 field shotgun. Go to Charlie, Delta, November, NovemberSports.com. That's CDNNSports.com.
If you have sleep apnea and you're tired of dragging around your big, bulky home CPAP device wherever you travel, what I'm about to tell you may sound too good to be true. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Even better, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for a full 10 days. Call us now, 1-800-940-5473. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. It's true. You can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere, anytime you want. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day in-home trial. 1-800-940-5473. That's 1-800-940-5473.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockhip Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockhipPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockhipPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockhipPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Again, always a pleasure to have you on board with me. And I do appreciate the time that you are with me and being involved in the conversation, whether it be by text or tweeting or sending me an email, joe@therealside.com. So, man, I got more... I just have more stories than I can get to. That's really what it boils down to. And I don't mind. I really don't mind. But this stuff is great. So I want to get back. I kind of touched on it with Kira. And I really didn't get down to you talking about it because I got to tell you something. This whole thing with abortion, part of my fear is going to make it, or going to try to make it a non-issue. It's no big deal. It's a safe procedure. You know, the whole nine yards. Okay, it really is that simple. They're gonna oversimplify it, and the millennials and others who really, you know, as Kira rightly blamed me about doing, is that I believe that they're thinking too deep. They're not thinking too deep. You know? The heck is that? So, let me get back to this here. The story that I want to hit on is that actress on Conan, who thinks, who said, whether she believes it or not, is of no concern to me. What's a concern to me is that she said it, and people who are her fans, who love her, who follow her, are going to believe this. Now, she said that she was on the Conan O'Brien show, and she said, abortion is cool. It's like a AAA car towing. Now, on May 26th, Conan O'Brien invited actress and recent Judaism convert Natasha Leggero, I don't know this woman, Leggero praised her new religion for treating abortion as cool, and not to have on every Jewish holiday. After all, she reasoned, it's good to have a backup That doesn't make any sense to fall back on. Now, she said, it's good to have a backup to fall on, just like AAA for cars. So, in other words, because they feel that abortion is okay and fine, which I don't know how many Jews who do, and I know quite a few. It's not like I only know three. Right? It's not how it works. Besides performing as a stand-up comedian, the 42-year-old created and stars in Comedy Central's Another Period, has acted in films including Let's Be Cops, Neighborhoods, and He's Just Not That Into You. I don't think I've seen any of those. After discussing her recent marriage, Leggero informed Conan that she had recently converted to Judaism by taking the 19-hour course. She was raised a Catholic. Leggero slammed her former Catholic school nun run by school run by mean nuns. They're not mean. I had nuns. Right? I had all kinds of nuns in school when I was growing up. I went to a Catholic elementary school as a kid. She went on to say, maybe they hate women because nuns were so mean to me. She said before slyly inserting, and of course the priests are like so nice to boys. See, this is the hate, again, the hate of the left. Because they see the nuns as being oppressed because they could have possibly made that decision on their own. Right? It's amazing. The nuns have to be oppressed because there's no way they made a decision on their own. She found Judaism, on the other hand, a beautiful religion. You get to have a weekly Shabbat, which is just a party every Friday. Listen to these people. So she still doesn't know what it means. In the middle of her appearance, Leggero revealed just why she was such a fan of Judaism abortion. She says, you're part of this beautiful religion steeped in culture. She gushed about her new religion before adding, and abortions are cool. As the audience laughed, Conan disagreed. I don't think they go around saying abortions are cool, he said, not like the Fonz. Now, his sidekick, Andy Richter, prompted even more laughter by commenting, that's on the PSA, Judaism, abortion is cool. Yeah, see, these guys, there's no reality to this. They don't see any of this as being real. She went on to say, well, you know, I mean, you could get an abortion on every Jewish holiday and it would be okay. Oh, yeah, I'm sure the rabbi would be all for that, right? But when Leggero likened abortion to a contract with a towing company, the audience changed its tune towards her. She said, I'm not saying I'm going to get an abortion, but, you know, it's nice to know. It's like, well, AAA, like you're not going to use all these tows, but no, it's just nice to know. And she stumbled because the audience started booing her. Now, think about that, right? She's all that, or she thinks she is. Think about that. And all of a sudden they turn against her. I think that's wonderful. The cheers and applause returned when Conan said, hey, I just was given a signal that the Jews don't want you anymore. That was perfect. She switched back to her bashing of Catholicism, the religion where they believe that even if you are raped, you should not get an abortion. Right? She said, this is my comedy act. Well, no wonder I've never seen her. Doesn't sound like there's anything funny about her. Here's the thing I don't understand about the left. Yeah, I know, you're not going to like it either, but... So, if it's a rape, it's not a human being. If it's conceived by accident, it's not a human being. If it's conceived because you want to have a baby, then it's a human being till you and your boyfriend break up and then you decide it's not a human being anymore. Because you're going to get rid of it. It's all hypocrisy. It's all a joke. Either it's a human or it's not. How it's created has nothing to do with it. Either it's a human or it's not. It's really that simple. She went on to change her topic, though, for a second. The girl told Conan that she confessed to a priest in Rome that she was converting. He was cool about it, she said, and asked her to still attend church once a year. Conan concluded, I don't know what religion you're going to be in a year, but it will not either be Jewish or Catholic, I guarantee it. Legero has long made abortion a topic of her career. In 2013, she asked in a Facebook post, what are the most popular abortion names? I don't even know what that means. While in 2014, she tweeted that she would no longer perform in states where abortion is illegal. And on Comedy Central in 2015, roast of Justin Bieber. The girl laughed about Bieber's non-existent close call with abortion as he sat next to her. Yeah, go ahead. Go throw up. Come on back. I got a lot more coming up for next break. We'll be back in a minute. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Hey, you missed a healthcare deadline. You don't have any kind of healthcare. Don't worry about it. My friends at Liberty HealthShare have the answer. Now, Liberty HealthShare offers an affordable healthcare option that allows Americans to enroll any time of the year. If you've already enrolled but you don't like the plan you had shoved down your throat, you still have options. Liberty HealthShare gives control back to you. Americans can manage and direct their healthcare, yet still be in good standing with the Affordable Care Act. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates imposed on individuals for not having healthcare insurance. That gives you the freedom and control of your own insurance. Insurance choices. Liberty HealthShare plans allow members the ability to choose any doctor or hospital across the nation. Yes, it's your choice. Memberships for individuals, couples, and families, but not the dog. They offer a variety of options that best suit your medical needs. If you're a freedom-loving American like I am, looking for contract-free healthcare, then this is for you. For more information on how you can enroll any time of the year, call 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. You can even hop on therealside.com and find it there as well.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London, Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, therealside.com, so you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. I mean, it's, you got a lot going on up there. Anyway, I want to get back to, God, you guys sent me, I got some good stories during the break. I wish you'd send them in the first hour so I can figure out how to work them in. Seriously. This one here, I didn't hear about this. I guess, when did this happen? Oh, happened today or yesterday. So Hillary's aide has become, her attorney in order to claim attorney-client privileges. You know, if I was the judge, I would go out of my way to turn this around or tell her that she can't do it. I'm not joking. I'm dead serious. Now, former State Department aide for Hillary Clinton, Cheryl Mills, blocked specific questions about Clinton's private email server, citing attorney-client privilege, saying that she's now Clinton's attorney and can't be required to answer those questions. That in and of itself is disgusting. I mean, if, for a woman who wants to be open, or she says she's been, she wants to be, she wants to continue to be open and transparent, to whom? When has this happened? Did I miss the memo? Maybe I don't know what the word means anymore. So Mills' attorney repeatedly shut down questions from Judicial Watch attorney Ramona Kotka, the group that has filed a Freedom of Information Act lawsuit against Clinton, claiming that the former chief of staff did not have to divulge information that she learned after the fact as Clinton's attorney. In other questioning, though, Mills said that she could not recall any instances where the former Secretary of State or her top aides spoke with IT aide Brian Pagliano, who set up Clinton's private server. She went on to say, in my presence, I don't recall occasions where he interacted with the Secretary. In my presence, I don't recall him engaging with the folks in the Secretary's office. Notice the key words here, in my presence. So in other words, she wasn't there when it happened. Or she doesn't recall it happening when she was there. Aren't these the people that want to be transparent? I mean, you're going to have 4 more total years of this garbage that Barack Obama brought to the table. Is that really what you want? Is that what you're aiming for? Is that what you're shooting for? Is that what you're believing for? God, it's just amazing to me. And if she keeps using that kind of language, she's not going to have to answer any questions. And is this just Hillary being Hillary again? Right? Doing whatever she can do to skirt the law. Now, if the FBI can't nab Clinton for her malfeasance regarding her private server, what hope do we have? None. Absolutely none. And I refuse to believe that nothing is going to come out of this. And maybe I'm just brain dead. But I just refuse to believe that. Come on. We've got to fight back. We've got to push back. We can't let this thing go. People, please don't let it go. And don't let it go because don't do this because you can't stand Trump. Okay, you know what I'm saying? In other words, don't be not voting for her because you can't stand Trump. Or voting for him, I'm sorry. You're giving a vote to her. Whether you want to believe it or not, that's exactly what you're doing. Oh, a recent study shows that the best-run states are dominated by Republicans. What do you think of that, huh? But that can't be true. You know that already. Right? Anyway, see if I can get to it with all these pop-up ads. Even before you read the headline, you probably figured that the most sound financial states were run by Republicans. You would think, or you should hope, that's a gimme, right? You should hope that these guys are fiscally conservative. You should hope that these guys are on your name. So even before, and Democrats love to spend liberally while Republicans are more conservative. You just got to check out the reality behind truly who spends it the best. Now, the 10 most financially sound states of the country are all heavily Republican, while all but one of the 10 worst states are heavily Democrat. Now, that's according to a ranking of states in the new report from the Mercatus Center at George Mason University. The report, ranking the state's fiscal condition, used the official government data to measure the state's ability to pay short-term bills and meet longer-term obligations, such as public pensions or health care costs, using five separate measures. Now, cash solvency, for example, measured a state's ability to pay the immediate bills. Budget solvency measured whether the states will end up a year in surplus or deficit. Long-run solvency looks at the state's ability to meet long-term spending commitments. Service-level solvency measures a state's ability to respond to a demand for increased spending. And trust fund solvency measures unfunded pension liabilities and state debts. And Republican governors tend to plan for that much better than Debs. Hey, look, Chicago, Detroit, Miami, D.C. Should I go on? Now, here in California, it's totally Democratic controlled, and we are out of control here. And the way the governor makes it look like he's balanced the budget is he pushes unfunded mandates down to the county and the school board level, so they have to pay for this stuff. Now, states can do well on some measures and poorly on others. Alaska, for example, ranked at the top for cash, budget, and long-run solvency, but near the bottom of the other two measures. Ohio ranked fifth in cash solvency, but 48th on trust fund solvency. Now, this year, the report included Puerto Rico. Gee, it scored dead last. What do you think of that? So the 10 top 10 red-blue states, right? Alaska, number one. Nebraska, number two. Wyoming, number three. North Dakota, number four. South Dakota, number five. Florida, number six. More purple, though, if you look at its legislative makeup. Then we have Utah, Oklahoma, Tennessee, and Montana. Now, you want to talk about the states at the very bottom of the rung? Number 50, Connecticut. Right? That was the state that tried to take everybody's guns away. And their citizenry said, yeah, go ahead. And my home state, Massachusetts, comes in at number 49. It's good to be in the top 50, right? New Jersey's number 48. Illinois, number 47. Kentucky 46, which is a Republican state. Hawaii, number 45. California, 44. No, really. Maine is number 43. Well, Maine, you know, Maine doesn't have much going on. I'm surprised we even let it be a state. You know, it used to be part of Massachusetts. I don't know if you people knew that. That's right. Little bit of history for you there. New York is number 42. No, no way. De Blasio runs New York. How could it be like that? That's impossible. So, it seems like Republican states, Republican-run states, very much take more responsibility and understand what it takes to make the state run. I mean, to be a Democrat, if you're going to line up to what's going on in these states, if you really want to make a factual play for this, being a Democrat is about being as funny as a screen door in a submarine, right? It just doesn't make any sense. Anyhow, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just being, you know, part of the conversation, part of the process. Right? Making it that simple. I'm watching a headline come across the screen that says, Hillary Clinton's former chief of staff blames email woes on Benghazi. Wow. Yeah, because if there wasn't a Benghazi hearing, we would know there was an email crap going on. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. You're listening on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Join me, George Norrie, at Joshua Tree, California, June 3rd through the 6th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. Featuring Graham Hancock, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and Eric Von Doniken, and so many more. For information, go to contactinthedesert.com, contactinthedesert.com, or 760-365-8371.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Pat Matthews back again to talk about BuySellMakeOffer.com. And this time, it's all about selling your stuff online. Here's my son Frank.
I just listed two video games I no longer play, Battlefield Bad Company and Gears of War, and I expect to get $10 each for them real soon.
And was it hard?
Nope. I just set up my free account that's good for 30 days and put them out there for everyone to see.
BuySellMakeOffer.com makes it so easy to sign up and list those things around the house that you no longer need, but somebody else always does. Start your free 30-day trial right now. And remember, there is never a listing fee with BuySellMakeOffer.com. Sell your video games, old vinyl records, furniture, cars, yes, even your home, and so much more. You can even use video and Skype to buy and sell. Join the revolution. Go to BuySellMakeOffer.com right now. What are you waiting for?
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
What are you, a couple of nitwits?
I love this song. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. Yeah, I appreciate the time you're with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's get involved. Okay, I got one that ought to make you throw up. I finally found one, because that is my goal. All right, for the one who sent me the soldier who found out his wife was cheating, and this is what he did. Hey, these are not stories I want to do. Yeah, you know, this other. I don't talk about the heartbreak of these guys that are fighting for us overseas. Not interested. But this one ought to wake you up. Teacher gets pregnant from 13-year-old student. Right? Here's, I don't know how old the teacher is. What is she? 15? So a teacher gets pregnant from a 13-year-old student. But the part that really should throw you over the edge. Is his parents approve? Now, I don't. This has been going on for a long time, or else we've been, you know, we've been hearing about it a lot more. And these teachers that have relationships with their students, and it's not even, you know, a 50-year-old teacher that gets, you know, sucked into a relationship with a 17, 18, 19-year-old student. These are like 13-year-old kids and teachers that might be in their early 20s. How does that happen? I mean, the psych check has to be done better on these teachers. It has to be. I don't want to hear about, oh, well, they fell in love. That's just how two people are. Now, you can't fall in love with a 13-year-old. Sorry. Now, not only do teachers and professors love to claim the socialist values will help the country and that America is racist, but some even are now acting. You know, it's really funny because we see more and more of these. I don't see the academic community as upset as it seems like everybody's upset at priests. You know, talk about hundreds of thousands of priests. Not that what the ones who broke the law did, who preyed on these young kids, not that that was okay. But that is an out-of-control big deal for the media, and they'll never let it go when the teacher do it. Well, it's a whole different animal, huh? Right? They're preying on innocent children. The most trusted person in the community is a high school teacher. If you go looking at the surveys that are done, they are the most trusted. Teachers are some of the most trusted people. Kids have a special bond with teachers. This crime should be up there on a line of treason. I mean, seriously, totally take your trust, stamp all over it. You should be able to trust that when you leave your kids with an adult during a day that you're forced to do to a big degree. The government should be responsible for this kind of stuff. This has been going on, like I said, for a long time. A Texas teacher accused of having a sexual relationship with a 13-year-old student turned herself in to police Wednesday. Prosecutors said Alexandria Vera, a teacher at Aldine Independent School District, became pregnant with an eighth-grade student's baby. Okay. Vera claimed that the student's parents knew about and approved the relationship. Do you think that maybe... Did I say how old she was? No. No. You would think that maybe the parents need to have help, too. Now, I'm looking at pictures of her. I sent you this, Mrs. Producer there. I sent you this one, too. She's not a what's the word they like to use? She's not unfortunate looking. Okay, and I can see where a 13-year-old boy would, you know, find this to be a big deal. But what is she can't get a, she can't get a boyfriend at the bar, a local bar or something? I mean, she can't get a. I don't even understand this. This is sick. Or maybe it's the control she has. Let me see. No, you don't. You know what? Let me send that to you right now. So you can just throw up like I did. Hey, always willing to oblige. Anyway, so she, Vera's being honest by saying that the parents of the child approved of their relationship, then those parents aren't really parents now, are they? Aren't parents supposed to protect their children? And I don't care, some of you guys out there, some of you dogs, are going, oh, hey, a 13-year-old making it with his teacher. That's a, please, I want them to do the same thing. It doesn't make it right. Right? The problem we see today in society is that these parents don't have a problem being their kids' friends. They don't have a problem going along because they don't want any aggravation. That's just not right. Right? Now, parents don't want to be parents anymore. They just want to be buds. Right? I think that's why Bernie Sanders is so popular. Everybody wants to be a friend. But why? What causes, you talk about breaking trust. Come on, think about it. Some people would even say that she's preying on these young kids. Because, again, it starts with trust. That kid grows or starts a relationship with the teacher because of trust with her. And it really isn't funny. I know some people are laughing about it, think it's kind of cute and whatever, but it really isn't funny. That kid's going to be a dad, what, at 14? And he's a kid. And he's going to be a dad at 14. Why, she had an abortion? No, I didn't get that far down. Where'd you find that?
That was on the police. What? She got afraid that Child Protective Services, when they showed up at school.
Bring your mic.
Okay, according to KPRC.
She became pregnant as a result of the relationship, later had an abortion because she got nervous when Child Protective Services showed up at school in February to investigate her. Because she faces charge of continuous sexual abuse of a child. So she aborted the baby.
So she was afraid that they were going to take the baby, so she decided to kill it. Instead of a loving family having... I don't even know where to go with that.
Look, she looks like she's probably a first or second year teacher. She's probably, what, in her early 20s?
You got me.
Oh.
No, she looks very young. I'm not going to guess, though, because every time I do, I'm wrong.
No, she's probably in her early 20s. She might be 22.
Unreal.
Not that that makes it okay, but it's not like she's 40 or 50.
No. No, no, she's not 40 or 50. No. That's obvious. Oh, God bless America, you know? Anyway, yeah, thank you for that. I needed that.
You're welcome.
So he saved from fatherhood from being thrown into this. This kind of makes you lose, you know, hope in society. She had an abortion because she was afraid. You know what? What's going to change? She still had ongoing sex. Right? She still has continued ongoing sex. Yeah, with the young man. Maybe not now, obviously. Yeah, it's just amazing to me. And again, these are teachers. Why isn't she? I know what I'm going to hear now. I was going to say, why isn't she immediately fired? Right? Why is she still have a job? Why are they still letting her in the room with kids? I don't get it. I don't know. I was trying to quit on a positive note. You know what? That's not going to work out though, because I got this thing going off in my head. Anyway, on a light note, not really. Apparently, America was never great. There's protests going on, and protesters meet Trump in Sacramento to make sure he knows that. Because they're idiots. You know, again, for a country that's never great, we sure did a lot for a lot of other countries. There's no other country that has stepped up to help out other people across the globe, or other peoples, whatever you want to say, across the globe like we have. Now, Donald Trump was greeted by several dozen demonstrators outside the Sacramento International Jet Center on Wednesday. Now, he was due to speak, and America was never great, read one sign. Others shouted, shame on you, at attendees. Now, according to Breitbart News, Michelle Moons, who was on location, are you just going to have to read the website to catch this? This is disgusting. They ripped up his stuff. You know, the protesters damaged Trump's equipment. These are not protest people. These are riots. And with all the names that they're calling him, you know what flags they're waving? Not the Mexican flag. Che Guevara flags. Because they're such brain surgeons. Apparently, Che was was greater than our people. These kids need a slap upside the head. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Have a great rest of the day. Let your friends know about the show. We're here all week.